This excerpt is from Bright Side of the Road, Portobello Radio's monthly collaboration with the Irish Cultural Centre in Hammersmith. To listen to the whole show or previous episodes of Bright Side of the Road, please go to mixcloud.com/ICC Hammersmith. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Portobello Talk Radio.
Now, on the 15th of March, we have a special comedy night here at the ICC featuring Ardal O'Hanlon. Many of you will know him from Father Ted.
Absolutely. Wow.
And he was on this show, actually, having written a book, Brouhaha, about this time last year. It also features Grace Mulvey and our next guest, Caroline McAvoy.
Hiya.
How are you?
Nice to be here. Hi.
Caroline, you, as well as being a stand-up yourself, you run a successful comedy night.
Yes, I run a night. It's called Comedy Bandits. We've been running it since January 2022, and we run it two nights a week. It's Wednesdays and Thursdays, and it's free, which is always a really big selling point. It's free, and yeah, it's always like a mix of different comedians coming down. Usually that's our new material night, so it's people sometimes telling jokes for the first time. Sometimes it's very good. Sometimes you're like, oh, what did I just listen to? But on the whole, it's a lot of fun, and I'm always pushing it. I'm always like, everyone come see it.
What is that? The new
that's the new material night.
That's Tuesday.
It's Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, two nights. Okay, cool.
At the Railway Pub in Clapham, which is like just opposite the
railway station.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Very and good. Do you appear every night, every week, every night?
I'm there pretty much most weeks. Sometimes I host it, so sometimes I'm emceeing. Other times I'm just going up, doing my stuff, trying out new jokes, that kind of thing. There's kind of a little team of us now that have grown around it. Like, I kind of started it, and I've kind of brought in various friends to help out. So now there's a few of us who kind of rotate through hosting duties and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Why did you start it?
I wanted to be honest, it was because I was coming out of the pandemic. And so I started comedy in 2019. Oh. So I've been doing it for just a year when the pandemic hit, and it sort of killed comedy for a while, as it killed most live performance stuff. And a lot of the old nights that I used to do on the circuit just disappeared or went bust. And I was kind of missing having some of those nights. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to start my own thing. And
after the pandemic, it must be almost been therapeutic for people who had been locked up for so long.
I think so. And it was a really strange time as well, because the way comedy kind of came back was really weird. You used to get these like outside gigs and socially distanced gigs, and sometimes you'd have audiences where everyone was wearing masks, and that was very strange because you were like, I don't know if you're smiling. You're sort of as the comedian, you're looking at the audience and you're like waiting for their response, but people were like looking at you with masks, and it was very strange. But it feels like it's weird in the sense that you go to comedy and it's like the pandemic didn't happen. So it's very strange.
Yesterday's lost dreams, yeah.
Mm. What got you into comedy in the first place?
Just like, I think it's just because I like being on stage and I like showing off a bit, which is probably not. I always liked comedy, and I always used to do like a bit of acting and stuff when I was younger, and I used to write, and I never sort of put two and two together until one day I went to see a friend doing a gig, and I was like, hang on a second, you can both write something yourself and then go up on stage and just do it. And I don't know, I just sort of saw him do it and I was like, oh, I can do that. And that was kind of it. So it was sort of like a combination of like all the different things I enjoyed coming out at once.
I worked on a film way, way back about stand-up comedy with Bob Hope and Milton Berle and all those people, and Lenny Bruce, who was the beginning of stand-up comedy, the one person on the stage. But each of them have like different textures, like what we just heard from Ardal. You know, how would you say, what is your...
Yeah. No, you're so right. It's like, it's really interesting because everyone has their own style, I guess. I think I'm probably quite typical of the Irish kind of tradition of stand-up. I've naturally fallen into observational storytelling. I've got quite a lot of like bits which go for on for like maybe 4 or 5 minutes because I'm kind of telling a story. That's probably how I'd describe myself. I like kind of bringing in my personal experience, and I'm quite autobiographical.
And do people say, oh, please do that one about your mommy or...
I've not had requests. It's not been like a musician where everyone's like, do that joke again. But I've got some bits that are kind of my what would you call it? Like my calling cards, my bits that I'm probably known for. Right. Like other comedians will quote back some of my jokes to me and I'll quote back some of their jokes to them, that kind of
thing.
Well,
should we have a listen?
I'm actually from the other part of Ireland, the fun part, Northern Ireland, where we had the whole Troubles thing. Do you guys think that that's a bit of a weird name for a sectarian conflict? That is like calling the English Civil War the hassle. But, you know, why stop there? When I call the famine the big diet. Northern Ireland, I sometimes feel like my little part of Ireland, we get like a bit of a bad rap, you know? But actually, in the past few years, we have come on a lot as a country. And today we are a progressive, inclusive, diverse community of white people. We are. We're a community of Catholics. We're a community of Protestants. That's it.
Well, you had everyone in the studio laughing.
Well, that's nice.
But that's kind of, again, it's observational comedy of your own terrain that you grew up in.
Yeah, I feel like it's very natural. So basically the way I got into comedy was I did a kind of a little crash course in it for 5 weeks. And I remember the teacher on the first day, he like went around all of us and asked us questions like, where are you from? Tell me something about yourself. Da-da-da-da. And obviously, because I was doing this course in London, the first thing everyone said was, oh, you're from Northern Ireland. Okay. Write about that, and it instantly meant that my first set was just all about Northern Ireland, and it's kind of naturally, it comes up time and again.
Sure.
I guess because I'm performing a lot to like not Irish audiences.
Yes.
Maybe it wouldn't be the same if I was, you know, performing in Northern Ireland and Ireland, but because I'm performing to London audiences a lot, you tend to address the fact that you're not from there, if that makes sense.
And what comedians or stand-up or any type of comedy inspires you? Do you have favourites?
Do I have favourites? I go through like phases of like liking different people. I like Mike Birbiglia. He's an American comedian, but very much a storytelling comedian. He's brilliant. I would recommend like any of his Netflix specials. And very autobiographical as well. And I think a very good example of how to put together a good Edinburgh show. Not that he's doing like Edinburgh shows. He does these hour-long Netflix specials, but it's a good example of how to put together an hour of comedy. Who else? There's lots. I really like a South African comedian called Pierre Novelli, who's just very clever. And I really like how he brings in a lot of his kind of interests. Like he's very into history and there'll always be like history references throughout his stand-up. And I think it's kind of got me going, how can I bring in more things about me to my stand-up as well? Yeah. So like I've got a whole new bit I'm doing about horoscopes and stuff at the moment because I am a little bit into horoscopes. So I've just started talking about
that. What sign are you?
I'm a Cancer.
That's a pretty cheerful one.
It's not. It is not at all.
Sorry, just may I ask you, there is another night that you do in the same bar that's a big night.
Yeah.
Well-known comedians.
Yes. So that is it's still all under Comedy Bandits, but it's our monthly, we call it our monthly pro show. So we always have headliners who have been on shows like Live at the Apollo, Stand Up Sketch Show. Most recently, who are some of the people that we've had? We've had Alison Spittle has been on it. She's a brilliant Irish comedian. We've also had Ed Knight, who's very well known for his kind of social media sketches, stuff like that. We've had Sean McLaughlin. We've had Rhys James. We've had Kima Bob. We've had Sakisa. We've had some pretty big names coming down and performing.
Fantastic.
And you can get tickets for that.
That's a monthly show.
That's a monthly show, yeah. The Instagram at Comedy Bandits is always the best place to find out what's going on. That's where I always post the lineups for both the kind of new material nights and also for those pro shows so you can see who the headliner coming up.
It's great. I mean, I have to say comedy, it's a great therapy for people to laugh. You know, just God's sake, give us a laugh.
I also think it's often therapy for the comedians themselves. Sometimes you're seeing them on stage and you're like, maybe you should go talk to someone.
Why am I paying for that person to work at themselves at? Yeah, I know. Get you. Cool. Great show. Looking forward. Are you looking forward to being on in the same build as another lady on? I can't remember her name.
Grace Mulvey.
Yeah. And Mr. Ardal.
Yeah, she's brilliant, Grace. I've seen her once before. I actually said to her, I need to get her on at my night because she's really, really great. So I'm looking forward to seeing her again. And yeah, really excited about being on the bill of Ardal. It'll be great to meet him and... Yeah,
excellent.
Do you feel we've talked before on this show about women's place in comedy because it was
in the comedy kitchen?
And yeah, it was day. Settle down. it used to be a very male environment.
It did.
Has that changed? I mean,
I think it's changing. I think I'm probably slightly privileged to be in London, because I feel like in London the comedy circuit is very diverse. It's not just like that there's quite, now you get like more balanced lineups in terms of gender, but it's also in terms of, you know, different people from different backgrounds, different races. Also there's quite an amazing circuit of LGBTQ performers, people like that. But I feel like the more you go outside of London, maybe it's not always as balanced, and that's sometimes just a result of like who's living in different places. But I think it's changing and improving, and it's just gradual, you know. There is a club in Belfast, and it's really bad because I know I can't remember the name of the club, but they're actively, their whole thing is they're going out of their way to make sure that their lineups feature women and LGBTQ acts, and it's a great one to check out. If I can find the name of it, I'll come back to you and promote it. But yeah,
because we recently had Anne Gilday on the show, and she talked about being a comedian in the 80s and how
totally
awful
different.
It was for her. I mean, she had terrible experiences,
particularly at the Tunnel, if I remember, down there in South London.
I think the female comedians, they, and it's, I'm so glad their voices, but I think they bring something, a different observation on the lives. And in a way, in the last 30, 40 years, the way women have moved on to equality in terms of opinion and being seen and all the rest. So it's very refreshing, you know. But I still kind of come back to this thing of observation. The stand-up comedian plies on their own little world and making their own little world communicate to a large audience. And it can be quite radical and changing people's perceptions of day-to-day things that would not... It's kind of, it's, in a way, it's, I suppose I'm saying it's kind of political, social political.
I wouldn't have thought of myself as... maybe I am doing something political by being a woman on a stage.
You're making people laugh, but it is making them think as well, you know, I think.
Yeah.
Caroline, we look forward to hearing much more from you on the 15th of March. You're on stage with Ardal O'Hanlon, Grace Mulvey. And ladies and gentlemen, there are a few tickets left if you get on ICC website. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
This is Adrian Dunbar, and I'm at the Irish Cultural Centre, Hammersmith, for Brightside of the Road on Portobello Radio.